Thank you, Chairperson. ESANet and FIAN International, members of the Treaty Alliance, extend our appreciation to you, your team, and to the Secretariat for moving the negotiation forward. This LBI is long overdue, and we urge all states not to delay its progress and participate in good faith towards its objective of establishing corporate accountability. We remain concerned that on the second day of the proposed consultations in February, the chair has indicated that only one legal expert will relay the group's comments to states. We propose that public sharing of dissenting positions of the expert group be permitted. In addition, we suggest experts present in the consultation be active in the discussion so that states and civil society can benefit from the diversity of their knowledge. We maintain that the core of this process is to establish corporate legal liability. Accordingly, it must clearly underscore extraterritorial obligations for states and reaffirm the primacy of human rights. State must also prioritize full access to justice and impunity. We look forward to engaging states during the intersessionals to advance these core objectives. Some states, like the UK, mentioned during this week that they fear additional judicial cost as a result of this treaty process. In response, we echo calls, especially those made by communities globally. The states must redistribute budgets, particularly those dedicated to the military and war industry, in order to establish more equitable societies grounded in the fulfillment of human rights and freedoms. Business representatives sit with us in this room, pretending that they respect human rights. They listen to us and shake their heads. To business, we say, if you must shake your heads, shake them at your corporate clients who profit from genocide and ecocide with impunity. Member states, you have the power to regulate and hold corporate perpetrators accountable. You have the power to protect the human and environmental rights of present and future generations. Let this process move forward with this objective. Any delay in your obligations to exercise this power only compounds the violations frontline communities continue to experience. Thank you very much.